Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now we bring in Brad Heller, who was sitting in for Ed Coleman, who was sitting in for Howie tonight. And Brad was down in the Mets clubhouse after the game. What was the reaction from the players after getting a win and feeling that their manager is going to be sticking around for a while?
Yeah, Wayne, it seemed like, you know, Todd Frazier and Pete Alonso were two guys who came out and gave Callaway all their support before the news that Brody Van Wagenen said that the franchise and the organization is giving Callaway their support. And Frazier, for one, said that if he didn't see it in the paper, he said in the clubhouse, this wasn't what we were thinking, that the players were the issue, that we had to step up, and it wasn't the manager that was the problem. Same with Pete Alonso, who said he would have been devastated if there was a move made. He loves playing for Skip, loves playing for Mickey, and that this was a player thing. They didn't think that inside the clubhouse that this was the concern for them. It was more trying to get back on track and ending the losing streak, not an issue with their manager.
So the Mets able to end that losing streak tonight 5-3. There was also something that happened during the game at one point, and this is just from reading stuff. I had not seen any replay of it, but Todd Frazier and Adam Eaton ended up getting into an argument at some point, to the point where Frazier was actually held back by his Mets teammates along the first base side dugout. I believe it happened after the first inning, maybe after the third inning, when Eaton bounced into a double play. We never saw any replay of it. I think the Masson cameras had it, but I never saw it on SNY. Anyway, Eaton and Frazier have bad blood dating back to when they were teammates with the White Sox. What did Frazier have to say about that?
Yeah, Frazier was asked about it twice, and his response both times was nothing. He didn't want to go into it at all. I mean, clearly there is some history there. We saw it looked like reporters were talking to Eaton about it, and some of the comments from him was that Frazier was chirping all night, quoting what reporters have put out on Twitter, and also, and there is...
we do have Adam Eaton. He did discuss it after the game, as him and Frazier had somewhat of an altercation. Here's what Eaton had to say.
You asked, so like, you didn't see anything. I don't know. Gosh, know what goes on in that guy's mind. I don't know. He's chirping all the way across the infield. He must really like me because he wants to get my attention. It seems like every time we come here in town, he really cares what I think about him, I guess. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he wants to talk to me in person or have a visit or what it is. But like I said, he's always yelling across the infield at me. He's making a habit of it. He's one of those guys that always says it loud enough so you can hear it, but you can't understand it. Like I said, he's making a habit of it. I ignored him a couple times as he's chirping coming across. I had it to the point where, I'm not going to say the saying that I want to say, but, you got to be a man at some point. So I turned around and had a few choice words with him. And then it's funny, I was walking towards him, and then he didn't really want to walk towards me, but as soon as someone held him back, then he was like, all of a sudden, was really impatient, like trying to get towards me. So, like I said, just being Todd Frazier. So, what's new?
Any reason why with this?
Just being himself. So I think that's about as basic as I can say.
Are you surprised that's still going on in May of 2019?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's very childish. Like I said, I'm walking with my head down. The play's over with. I'm walking away. I hear him a couple times. Like I said, I'm a 30-year-old man with two kids and got a mortgage and everything. And he wants to loud talk as he's running off the field. Like I said, at the end of the day, I got to be a man about it. And I tried to, stay patient with the childishness. It is what it is. I got to stand up to it eventually.
Well, that's Adam Eaton after the game tonight in relation to his experience dealing with Todd Frazier tonight and over the last few years. This sort of thing happened last year as well between Frazier and Eaton when the Mets and Nationals played. And again, it goes back to their time together as teammates for the Chicago White Sox. So no love lost between Frazier and Eaton. We'll see if that plays out anymore over the next few days as the Mets win here tonight, 5-3. Brad Heller joining me here on the Mets postgame show. Anything else from the Mets clubhouse tonight?
Well, I spoke quickly with Drew Gagneau after, you know, the news that Seth Lugo going on the injured list and that Gagneau's role might be increasing in certainly more high leverage situations. He took it all in stride. I mean, even the thought that he thought he was going to potentially be starting today comes to the ballpark, not going to anymore. He just stayed, you know, just going out there to do my job, and he did his job again tonight. He certainly is pitching with confidence, and he said, "Hey, I'll be ready tomorrow if they need me." So he's whatever role that the Mets might need him in, he's certainly ready and willing, and especially with Lugo out for at least the next 10 days, that certainly could be called on a lot more.
Now, Gagneau was excellent tonight and really has been so far this season. A 3.46 ERA now for Drew Gagneau as he was able to work two innings tonight, and in his last 7 2/3 innings, he has not allowed a run. So Gagneau got it done tonight, and the Mets win 5-3. Brad Heller, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Wayne.